ElvisDuran.com.
Josh Groban, by the way, he's one of those artists that everyone loves.
Yeah.
I mean, your daughter can love him. Your grandma can love him. There he is. How you doing, Josh? Come on in, Josh.
Oh, he does look like TJ. He's so cute.
Don't tell him. How you doing, Josh? Come give me a big shake.
Oh, he's so old, and I'm walking around saying hi.
All right. Well, and unfortunately, his time is up. Thank you, Josh.
That's all right. Thank you for coming in.
You can go to that mic. That's fine. Wherever you want to go. Now, Josh, congratulations on your huge success.
Thank you so much.
And I know you're selling millions and millions of CDs and albums. You're selling
as we speak.
And you're selling out concert venues all around the world. But what I love about you is to look at you, you look like the day before you had a penny to your name.
He's keeping it real, Elvis.
I'm keeping it real right now. I've got this like, Lisa, can I have some more hat on? And these big like library glasses because I broke my other ones. And so I'm wearing, you know.
Are those the backups?
These are totally the backups.
I have backups. Yeah. Mine are like Garfield glasses. They're totally embarrassing.
You're Josh Groban. Your backup should be cool. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
No. You know what? You are true to yourself. Do you get into the Hollywood scene or do you try to be caught only dating celebrities and that kind of thing?
No, not really. No, I mean, I've been on the road for about a year and, you know, 3 months. So meeting people in general is kind of difficult. But
so now on the road, I mean, how do you satisfy yourself? Do you pick up strangers on the road?
Is his mom here? Or do you, is she here?
No, my mom is not here.
Well,
no,
okay, good. Then let's speak candidly.
I mean, she's sleeping.
For anyone who's on the road, I mean, I'm sure you grew up and you always saw these superstars who were on the road. Did you ever think about how grueling it was for them? And now you're doing it.
Yeah, I was terrified when it was time for me to finally do my first tour. I really thought that it would be tiring. I thought I'd lose my voice. I thought I'd hate the road. But it's actually the most fun that I have. I mean, it used to be that you went on tour so you could promote an album. Now you come out with an album so you have an excuse to get out on the road, because it really is the best way to, you know, contact your fans and to just kind of see who's out there. I had no idea. And in one of my songs, I'm even walking through the audience, so you really get to see, you know, who's in the crowd. It's a lot of fun.
What kind of groupies does Josh Groban have? That's what I want to know. Like, when you're walking through and you're looking at the different girls, you're like, I'll take that one and this one. Like,
my management team is great. They've got a bunch of cardboard cutouts that they kind of line up against a wall, and I fold one up. But no, it's what kind of groupies? Yeah, I suppose there's groupies in every touring life, but yeah. I don't.
Do you ever get underwear thrown at you, like Tom Jones? Do they get that rowdy?
They throw.
Depends.
Oh no!
No, I'm kidding. Because you do you appeal to a 2-year-old all the way up to a 98-year-old.
It kind of goes across the gamut as far as who's out there, but you get thrown some weird things. I mean, but if someone throws me something, you know, from the audience, they're it's going to get talked about. You know, a lot of times they'll throw me a funny T-shirt with just some silly Photoshop picture of me or something. You know,
you are every mother's dream. If I had a daughter right now, I would do anything for you to date her. I mean, seriously.
Will you mount my daughter?
Yes, yes.
Please.
Would you mount my daughter, please? No, seriously. We've only met you a couple times, and you're always just a nice, you seem like a nice, genuine guy, and you may throw sharp objects backstage. I don't know that. You seem like a really nice guy.
No eye contact.
And you're not in that crazy hip-hop or rock and roll scene where, you know, we read all these horror stories about, you know, catching diseases from Pamela Anderson.
Oh, you know what? That's not. I heard you were going to collaborate with Lil Wayne. Is this true?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Are you
like
serious?
A lollipop?
I believe in everything.
Like a lollipop.
Listen, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Can you say, call me so I can get it juicy for you? Go ahead, do it. Ready?
We hear his voice is not doing well today.
Let's
not.
No, no, no.
It sounds beautiful.
You did the bleeping Ben Affleck video.
That's true. I had to sing my little heart out for that video.
And
that was hilarious.
You cursed.
I did. It was actually funnier with the bleeps. I've heard the unedited version, and it's just a little too much. With the bleeps, it's great because, you know, the longer you hold out the note, the longer the bleep has to be.
Yeah.
And it's great. My fans actually didn't think I said the word. They said, oh, he's probably saying fart or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure he's not saying that word.
See, that's the thing. People think they know you because of the music you perform. They think because you do all this melodic stuff that's in Italian and in other languages and this beautiful music. They think that, well, obviously he's a good boy who would never go astray.
He sings this great music.
But, you know, of course, the big story about you was you made reference to the fact that you have maybe experienced some marijuana in your past, this and that. And people don't want to believe it. How can a boy who sings so beautifully be sucking on a bong? So I don't know. So I mean,
You raised just the point of just that, you know, I think sometimes people get the idea from you of, you know, the poster that they see somewhere, you know, the image that people get from the cover of an album or even the style of music that you sing. And there are many shades to everybody. And this music and what I do and my voice and my singing is a huge part of who I am. That said, I'm also, you know, a very normal 27-year-old guy, or I'd like to think so. And, you know, sometimes when I come out and say something like that I think is just normal, like that Ben Affleck thing was just my kind of humor. Just I go online and I watch these viral videos. I think they're hilarious. And when they asked me to do it, I thought it was so funny. Sometimes I forget that I've got a fan base. Sometimes they thought it was funny too, but sometimes that has a little bit of a different image. And
I love that though. It makes me understand that you are a real person.
Yeah.
You know, real people can sing beautifully as well.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
You know, Josh, one of our listeners had a great question that they emailed into us today that I'm anxious to ask you.
Okay.
What she asked was, if Josh Groban today was to give some advice to Josh Groban when he started out, what would it be that you'd tell him?
Oh, man. Can I talk about myself in third person?
Sure.
All right. Yes, go ahead. It's a little creepy, but go right ahead.
Let me tell you something, Josh Groban. I would tell myself just, you know, there were so many moments where just the anxiety and the pressure of just starting out, and especially doing something that not a lot of other people were doing, where I was just pulling my hair out, just completely stressed out about the fact that I really thought it was all going to end, and every little decision was going to turn into something that was going to be disastrous. I was a little overdramatic about it, and I would just, you know, try and teach him patience and just say that, you know, every one of those moments that this too shall pass, and, you know. And I probably would have just tried to give him more confidence to kind of stick to his guns and do his thing, because you know, it's the unique thing that actually, you know, is the great thing in the long run. But there was a lot of pressure earlier on to try different things and to kind of like fit into one mold or another, and I think that during that process, you know, there was a lot of kind of trying to get myself to do my thing.
Well, that's good advice.
Secretly,
for anybody,
yeah. I've always wondered. I'm sorry. You never wanted to like be in a boy band or anything?
No. I'm a terrible dancer.
Yeah, I can totally see you as like the lost member of NSYNC. Yeah. You know?
I've got Kim on the line. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Now,
hi,
Kim. Kim. I never asked this, but I always like to see the different ages of the Josh Groban fans. How old are you, if I may be so rude?
Just turned 34 last year.
34. So, So you just saw Josh in concert.
Yes, recently, yep.
And he threw drumsticks at you. Did they? And one lodged in your eye. Is that correct?
No.
What happened?
No. Actually, I'm so psyched to be talking to you, Josh. I am your biggest fan, at least here on the East Coast.
Well, nice to finally meet you.
Yes, I'm so excited to be talking to you. It was after your drum solo, and I just kind of had good seats, and I went up to the front, and I asked you for your drumstick, and you gave right to me, and you also autographed my ticket when you were singing Sweeney Todd's
groupie
song,
we got a lot done.
Yeah, we did. I tried to win the meet and greet. I'm a member of the fan club, but I didn't do it, so I was at least happy that I got to do that. And I just wanted to let you know that we are such big fans. I have two daughters. They're 5 and 3, and they've both been listening to you since in the womb.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
That's kind of creepy.
I know.
Yeah. But you know what?
Let me out.
You're the one constant in our life. I have Groban parties at my house.
Wow.
I print up T-shirts. We do.
Any cardboard cutouts of me?
I don't have one.
You can steal them from Barnes & Noble.
You can get one, too.
They're just giving those away.
Well, Kim, very nice. Thank
nice
you so much
you, Kim,
for your call. See, that's the enthusiasm your fans have for you.
You seem to be the type of person that's out there that you reach out to your fans. I mean, you were answering our phones.
I'm going to show up at Kim's next potluck.
See, there you go with that pot again.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one that really sent you into billionairedom, I'm sure. The Awake CD, correct? Awake Live.
Yeah, that's a new DVD we came out with a few weeks ago.
Oh, this is why you're here, then. I'm like, where the hell is coming by?
You know, I'll come by just to talk to you.
Okay,
anytime.
You're always welcome here. But there is a monetary reason. He wants to make more money. No, I'm sorry. He wants to share his music with more people. Now,
I know.
So, see, I have the album, but I don't have this DVD. What's on the DVD?
Well, the DVD is the full concert. You know, at the end of every tour, we like to kind of archive and document this process. And we were able to work with an incredible director named Hamish Hamilton. When we're on the tour bus, we totally dork out on you know, U2 DVDs and Peter Gabriel DVDs and all these great concert shows. And so, you know, we got this guy who's directed all of those, and it's half in 35 millimeter film and half HD, and so it's got this really cool texture to it. And that night, I mean, it was just a great night, and it really kind of captured the fun and the energy that we had all year long. So we're really proud of it.
Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much.
We've been big fans of yours ever since you really, since the very beginning.
Since the very, very beginning. Elvis, you played I think an entire song of mine.
I'll do it right now.
No. I was sitting there thinking, it was a song, it was like, you know, prime drive time, and it was like, and here's a great song, listen to this, it's Josh Groban. You guys are all going to get fired today. What are you doing?
Didn't we sit at your table like teen people had, like the up and coming people?
Oh, yeah.
And I think you and I sat at the table, and there was little Josh Groban sitting at the table.
That's right.
Little Josh Groban.
By the way, before you leave, there's someone here I want you to meet. Okay. He works here on the for no reason at all. I want you to meet TJ.
Hey. Oh my God, it's my doppelganger.
TJ, what's up, TJ?
Nice to meet you, Josh.
He's so embarrassed.
No, well, I feel bad for him.
Why would you feel bad?
I guess that are you happy that we look like each other?
The thing is, that even Josh is wearing glasses and a hat, and you have neither. But at the same time, you still look
like. I can see it.
Yeah, definitely. Good.
You both have that crazy screwed up hair.
I see like a combination of me and like Ralph Fiennes. I see like a little morph there. But
do you have business cards at all? Do you have a business card? Don't give them to him because he's going to go around.
I'm not kidding. You know what's really crazy? I go to the mall and people stop me and say, "Oh my God, did everybody ever tell you look like Josh Groban?"
Really?
And I get it all the time, and it's weird. I'm not even making enough.
I get that too.
Yeah, I know.
I do. I get that. I get that so much more than, "Oh my God, you're Josh Groban." It's either you know who you look like. It's either me or James Blunt or someone like that, or they say we went where did we go to school together? We went to school together. Haven't you been here before? I said no. That was Oprah.
Do you ever deny being Josh Groban? No, I don't know who you're talking about. Because you really got to get back to your Bentley and drive home. You know, you have no time for that.
Now you can say, I'm TJ the DJ. Actually,
exactly.
Come on,
you can do that. Josh, congratulations again.
Thank you so much. You guys are
just
great.
So proud of your success, and you have such a great product. Product is such a sterile word. I love the fact that I can listen to Josh Groban at the same time I can listen to my boy T.I.
That's right.
For wide variety.
And favorite,
but you make me feel a little better about myself, and I appreciate
and
that.
And you're still a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so far. We don't know.
So far. We'll see. Next time. Next time
you come in, roll us a little something.
You didn't get Charlotte Church pregnant. That wasn't you.
That wasn't me. No,
Billy Gilman? No? Okay.
I didn't get Billy Gilman pregnant.
Billy Gilman.
No, I didn't.
Wow. We got to get some answers.
Wow.
Well, thank you for coming by, Josh.
You guys are awesome.
And before you leave, if you don't mind, I'd love to get a picture of you and your twin brother, TJ, so we can put it up on
the
web.
I think we should definitely do
that. All right, Josh.
I'm going to take off the glasses. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
The nicest guy in the world. The CD and DVD, an hour and 45 minutes of live concert footage, 9 audio tracks. I'm reading right off the cover, so you know it's going to be true. And a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the tour.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right here, my God, for a retail price of nothing. Steal it and run.
And the whole product smells of pine.
It does. Really? It smells like that pine thing you hang from your rearview mirror.
Yeah.
It's Josh Groban. It's called Awake Live. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, guys.